T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Sexual harassment has become a hot topic of discussion over the past few years, thanks in part to the Me Too movement. But how can we combat toxic masculinity in its most blatant forms, as well as in more subtle ways of discrimination? How can parents help boys become good role models and expand their worldview and inspire more respect towards girls and non-binary kids, and just in general, develop a healthier view of manhood? A Call to Men is a nonprofit national violence prevention organization that provides training and education for men, boys, and communities. Ted Bunch and Anna Marie Johnson Teague of A Call to Men have just published a book aimed towards achieving those goals, The Book of Dares, 100 Ways for Boys to Be Kind, Bold, and Brave. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us about your work with A Call to Men. What does it do, and how did you each get involved?
A Call to Men is a national, not-for-profit organization focused on violence prevention and promoting healthy, respectful manhood. Our vision is to create a world where all men and boys are loving and respectful, and all women, girls, and those in the margins of the margins are valued and safe. And we do that through, now we've been in existence almost 20 years now. We were founded in 2002. I'm one of the co-founders, and I'm also the chief development officer, and Anna Marie is the chief communications officer. So the work of A Call to Men is really around providing education and training to address all of the social ills that we want to end that, unfortunately, men are the perpetrators of. Domestic violence, sexual assault, as you mentioned, sexual harassment, and all of those things. And what also ties into that is bullying and homophobia for our boys in particular. And the Book of Dares was really based on 20 years of experience in working with men and boys that we really wanted to then move this message even younger to the age of 8 to 13-year-old boys. That's who it was written for.
Tell us about your background as parents and how that informed the writing of the Book of Dares.
Sure. So as you mentioned, Ted and I are both parents. I have a 12-year-old boy named Jack, and we're both anti-violence educators with A Call to Men. And we really noticed a huge gap in the market for content for boys that speaks to healthy masculinity, healthy relationships, that encourages their authenticity, that helps them develop empathy and emotional literacy and supports social-emotional learning. So the Book of Dares is designed to do that heavy lifting, but to do it in a way that's fun and accessible to boys and parents.
Why use Dares as a teaching tool, and how is using Dares one of the best tools to connect with boys about masculinity?
Well, when we spoke with thousands of boys around the world about the idea of Dares, they unanimously agreed that Dares are frightening but also fascinating. So it's impossible to know the outcome of a Dare, and that's what they were afraid of. But these are positive challenges, positive Dares, and the outcome is always going to be a positive one. And we really wanted to do something that was fun and accessible to boys, something that would catch the boys' attention and they'd want to do it. So while it's written for boys, parents and educators and youth advocates who work with boys can certainly use this book also to, it's really an access point. It's a way of having conversations around areas such as healthy manhood, healthy masculinity, authenticity, really promoting the authenticity within these boys, who they are and who they want to be, and also around gender equity. And if I could just say that our boys are taught a lot of things. By the time they pick up this book at 8 years old, they're taught so many things from our society. A Call to Men has coined the term the man box, which illustrates the collective socialization of men and of manhood. How boys are taught to view manhood and what society says it means to be a man. For example, men and boys are expected to be strong, aggressive, dominating, powerful, and athletic, to be providers, protectors, decision makers, and leaders. And many of these qualities are wonderful, But what happens if the boy falls short of these expectations? Most of the time, they're shamed for not being man enough, and they're told things like big boys don't cry and they should man up and stop acting like a girl and all of those things. And those messages are just not helpful. They're harmful, not only to those boys, but also to girls. So we wanted to create a book that really spoke to all of these issues in a fun and helpful way.
Talk more about that man box as coined by A Call to Men. How does someone push against it?
Well, we live in a culture where the man box dominates, right? It polices our boys and also polices men, demanding that they obey its rules and punishes them if they fall short. And actually, the glue that keeps that man box together is homophobia. Right? That if you're not acting like a man, then you're punished and you're told that you're not acting like a man and that you're acting like a woman or like a gay man or something like that, where it really challenges this construct of this man box. So societally, this socialization leaves boys in our society vulnerable to depression and anxiety and suicide, high-risk behaviors like vaping, alcohol use, drug use, and puts them in physical danger at times. So the Book of Dares pushes back on that socialization, and the way we want to push back as parents and as educators of youth is to allow them opportunities to talk about these pressures that are on them that the man box puts upon them, and that's what this book does.
I'm speaking with Ted Bunch and Anna Marie Johnson Teague, authors of a new book called The Book of Dares, 100 Ways for Boys to Be Kind, Bold, and Brave. Language is a powerful thing, and one of the things the book touches on is how violent language creeps its way into everyday life.
Yeah, one of the dares is to be more mindful about violent language that we use. Like, oh, mom and dad are going to kill me, or phrases like that that are so commonplace but that reinforce very violent outcomes, but we've just become desensitized to it. So you're right, language is very important, and we should be more intentional and mindful about the language that we use and how it desensitizes us to violence.
A couple of dares in the book address pop culture role models, both in music and in sports. Why is it important for boys to support women in music and women in sports? And why should they be cognizant of the lyrics in the songs that they're listening to?
Yeah, the song lyric one, I have a 12-year-old son, and the one about dare to analyze or look at the lyrics of a song, dare to think about a song's lyrics, is something that we do frequently in our household because, you know, we're riding down the road and he's singing along to a popular song, and I know that he doesn't really know what he's saying. He just likes the beat. So it's so great because, you know, on your iPhone, you can pull up the lyrics to anything. And I tell him all the time, I'm like, Jack, if you're mature enough to listen to it, then you're mature enough to talk about it. So we walk through some of those song lyrics line by line. We talk about the positive aspects of the song, maybe how the singer had to overcome serious obstacles in his life, like poverty and violence. And we're also able to discuss some more troubling things, like how women are objectified into the song, how they're treated like property, how they're reduced to their body parts. We're never advocating for censorship. What we want to do is teach our young people to be conscious consumers so that they can first be aware of what they're watching and listening to, and second, make intentional decisions about how that content is affecting their beliefs and actions.
A personal example of something that made me aware of the pay gap was probably about 15 years ago. I was working as an associate producer for a radio show. I had a male coworker who had the same title as I did. I actually had more responsibility than he did. And in conversation one day, we realized that he made a lot more money than I did. And at this point, people might say, well, he probably did more negotiating than you did. And when we compared notes, we realized that I'd done just as much as negotiating, but the number that I was offered to start with was a lot lower than the number that he was offered to start with. And I don't think my boss was a blatant sexist. I think it was just something that wasn't even on his radar when he was making these decisions. And what I love about this book, The Book of Dares, is that it encourages boys from a young age to kind of be aware of those inequalities.
Yes. And we actually have a dare that speaks to the issue that you're bringing up exactly. It's called Dare to Chip in for Equal Pay. The dare is great because it presents a scenario where a brother and sister are asked to do the dishes for a week. They both do a great job, and it's the same amount of work, but at the end of the week, the girl is paid $30, and the boy is only paid $27. And if you can imagine that boy looking at the money in his hand and looking over at his sister. He's not very happy, right? Now, young people have a radar for what's fair, and they immediately identify the bias, and they speak out about it. And this is just a simple way to effectively talk about the complicated issues that persist in our society, like what you experience, which is unfair pay. Because our society, unfortunately, leans toward giving men the benefit of the doubt. It's sexist at its root. So as a result, men do get the benefit of the doubt, and the unconscious bias that occurs, like women being paid less, may not be something that's intentional, right? But it's still happening, and it has consequences. So there's like that around gender equity, promoting authenticity in boys, and then also promoting healthy manhood.
What is healthy manhood, and how does one get there?
What we want to share about healthy manhood and why we focused on it in the book is that it is the solution, it's the antidote to some of the most destructive problems we face in our society. Everything from bullying and dating violence, domestic violence, sexual harassment, sexual assault, male suicide, school shootings, I mean, the list goes on, and to the gender equity issues that you brought up earlier. And healthy manhood, we know, is the answer, and it's also linked to improved physical health and emotional well-being for our boys. When we tell our boys not to cry, we're also telling them not to feel. They don't know the difference. So the concept, we want all people to embrace living a healthy manhood, all of our male-identified folks out there. And that's being able to embrace a full range of emotions, not saying things that denigrate women and girls, having an interest in the experience of girls outside of sexual conquest. So that those are some of the practices of healthy manhood. And one thing I would say about the book and why it's important to speak to a boy's experience is it's not that a boy's experience or my son's experience is more important than your daughter's. What we want this book to do is I want to raise my son and use this as a tool to raise my son so that he values your daughter's experience as much as he does his own. And that's really what's missing. That's the solution. That's the problem we're trying to solve.
I've been speaking with Ted Bunch and Anna Marie Johnson Teague, authors of The Book of Dares, 100 Ways for Boys to Be Kind, Bold, and Brave. Tell us how we can get the book, please.
The website is acalltomen.org. And when you go to the homepage at acalltomen.org, it's right there. You can download the toolkit, and also you can order the book. And our social media platform is at A Call to Men, and that's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.